You're listening to SBS News.
Meeting for the first time as Prime Ministers, Anthony Albanese and Jacinda Ardern connected through common interests.
Probably the only two people who've ever been elected Prime Minister who DJ'd in this room.
And now I don't know if you mean it positively.
It's a positive.
The New Zealand PM is the first leader to visit Anthony Albanese on home soil, just 2 weeks after he was sworn in.
It is both humbling but also very fitting to be the first foreign head of government to be here in Australia meeting with you in your new role. And I think it is indicative of the relationship that New Zealand and Australia share.
Prime Minister Ardern has called the dialogue a reset in relations. But the handshakes and smiles didn't mask some of the issues causing tension across the Tasman. Prime Minister Ardern says she hopes there'll be some change over a contentious policy which has soured relations over the last few years.
What I heard was a real awareness of some of the issues that we've long raised. A long-standing expectation that Australia not deport individuals who have lived in Australia for a long time and are essentially Australians.
2014 amendments to the Migration Act gave the power to cancel visas for non-citizens on character grounds, including criminal convictions, even if they've lived their entire lives in Australia. Just last year, then Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton made this controversial comment to Nine News about the deportations.
It's taking the trash out, and criminals should hear this message very clearly. Then we can make Australia a safer place.
Jacinda Ardern says she's not trying to make Australia change the law, but to consider the context.
There are some who are being deported from Australia who, for all intents and purposes, are Australians. Often zero connection to New Zealand, sometimes not even having stepped foot there. That's the place that we're asking for, that consideration to be given.
Anthony Albanese is offering a different reaction to his predecessors.
Prime Minister's been very forceful in her views, and we have listened to those views. It's not surprising that the Prime Minister would make the strong representations that she had, because I would be if I was in the same position.
The coalition that amended the law maintains it should stay as is. Nationals leader David Littleproud is adamant Australia must protect its own citizens.
I'm sorry, I don't think, just because they're just across the ditch, we're still a sovereign country. And if you do the wrong thing in this country, you should pay the penalty. And if it's a deterrent that you might go back to New Zealand, then, and it keeps our society safe, then why wouldn't we?
Prime Minister Ardern refuted that argument.
Anyone who claims that it is somehow going to make Australia less safe, that is not true, and it is not fair.
Among other major issues discussed, climate action was a unifying topic, with both nations now more or less aligned.
When I have met with international leaders, including Prime Minister Ardern, it's like Australia has gone out of the naughty corner. We've been in the naughty corner for 9 years.
China was also a focal point, with concern shared over its recent attempt to sign a multi-country security and economic deal in the Pacific. Both leaders are expected to attend the Pacific Islands Forum later next month, and Prime Minister Ardern says the Pacific must be able to speak for itself.
We have obviously our strongest relationship being with that of Australia, but we want to see an increasing elevation of the Pacific Island voice within our region. That's where the PIF and that forum becomes so important, and our approach in raising that voice will be collaborative and one of partnership.
It's a conversation which will no doubt continue over coming months. Grishani Danji, SBS News.